Hello everyone, this is Ashok and this is my second audio covering communication and body language. We can learn to use our body language for a purpose as well as learn to understand and interpret body language of others. It is important to note that body language has different meanings in different cultures. How we can interpret body language depends on the situation, the culture, the relationship we have with that person, as well as the gender of the other person. This means that there is not one signal that has the same meaning all over the world. If you do not take this into account, you may get yourself in some serious trouble. Body language is also interlinked with spoken language and a whole pattern of behavior from a person. As well as that, various body language signs can complement each other to make a particular meaning crystal clear or strengthen the meaning of what we communicate. Some groups have developed a whole specific body language which can be very explicit in its meaning and its use to communicate where the use of words may otherwise be difficult or dangerous. Body language is used especially to express feelings. For instance, if we don't like someone, it is often difficult to say that directly to the person. However, we can make it clear either intentionally or unintentionally through body language. The opposite is also true. We may say that we are angry through words, yet our body language may be saying loud and clear that we are not. This can be very confusing for the receiver. This is usually described as giving out double messages. One message in verbal language, that is words, and an opposite message in body language. It is also difficult to lie over or cover up our feelings through body language. People may give their true feelings away by not being aware of their body language. Research has shown that most people pay more attention to and believe more readily on their impression of how a person acts through body language than what is said through words. As a consequence, we tend to doubt or put a question mark behind the spoken words if they do not correspond with the language of the body. How we come across to someone is decided only for a small part by the words we speak. To leave a good impression behind, say at a job interview, it is important that we know and to a certain extent can control our body language. The person on the receiving end of our body language will have a feeling or impression that is often difficult to describe, difficult to put into words, or difficult to prove what actually was communicated. Haven't we all said at times, "I have a feeling he or she dislikes me or likes me," or something like that? I doubt if what he or she is saying is really the truth. This type of feeling is called intuition. Body language plays a big role in intuition, as it gives us messages about the other person that we can interpret at an intuitive level. It is therefore necessary to get to know our own body language first. We should learn about it so that we can recognize it in others as well as in ourselves. Thank you so much. This is the end of the second audio. Stay tuned for the third part.